Welcome to the EFT Zone Spotlight. Today we're highlighting Philip Mountrose. Philip is from the California Central Coast area. He and his wife and partner Jane offer powerful state-of-the-art methods for holistic healing and connecting more deeply and soulfully with yourself. Listen in as we shine the spotlight on Philip Mountrose.
I think I had it pretty early on as a child, and it grew even by the time I was an adolescent, it was pretty strong. And by the time I was in my 20s, it was like the main thing in my life, very, very focused, willing to, you know, just explore, try, devote, spend, invest, whatever. So my whole life has just sort of been devoted to that. Some people are like that. It seems like I'm more in the minority from my experience. Although some people listening, I'm sure, will relate to that. But a lot of people are more maybe later bloomers in it, and at a certain point, they realize, gee whiz, there's more to life than this. What my family says, what CNN says, and so forth. And, you know, I know this is weird, EFT, and it's weird, but wait a second, this weird stuff, there may be something, because what's not considered weird isn't really too special and isn't working for me, and I know there must be more to life than this. Whenever you come to it, wherever you are is fine, and life's a journey. It's not right or wrong. It's just the next step for people in their journey into wholeness and love and healing. I guess I've had a passion of finding out the truth, spiritual growth, exploration into sort of the far reaches of the inner mind and what people can accomplish, and of course personally what I can accomplish in this lifetime. And that started off really in an early age. Even when I was an adolescent, I started getting yearnings to know more, and explored a lot of alternative healing and psychology throughout my youth. I was an educator, a traditional educator in elementary school and special ed for many years too. And I met my wife in a Gurdjieff Ouspensky group. That's sort of an alternative psychological, philosophical, spiritual group. We studied spiritual growth, and that really was kind of both our devotion, my wife and partner, Jane Mountrose, and myself. And where it led was to realizing that with the spiritual growth, you could only get so far without addressing the inner blocks. And a lot of people think if you just sort of shine the light, or if you just kind of focus on what you want and you just do purely the positive stuff, that will get you exactly where you want to go. I can't speak for everyone, but from what I know, is you need to address the things that are in your way, not only because they're in your way, but because it's actually something you want to learn about from a deeper, more soulful perspective in this lifetime. And that led me to just exploring different alternative healing things, and we developed the spiritual kinesiology, a healing from the soul technique as powerful as EFT, and we came across EFT about 10 years ago in a hypnotherapy conference, and it really blended well with some other techniques we had developed, the getting through techniques of getting to the core issues. And then we just started developing these techniques and teaching classes and giving individual consultations, and then it ended up writing books and CDs and courses and programs and even developing worldwide ministry. So it just one thing led to the next, and then we sort of surprised ourselves how that's happened. But it has happened from following spirit, and it's really created a really wonderful, joyous life, sort of exceeding my expectations. As I mentioned, we are now developing a worldwide spiritual community. We actually ordain ministers. The common thing, because of the kind of people that would be interested in what we're doing, is I'm spiritual but not religious. You know, what does that mean? What it means is that for many people, traditional religion has just not served them. In fact, in some ways, as we all know, has done some disservices and created a lot of war and conflict in history and still ongoing. And so people's personal experiences, what they've seen, what religion's done, it's too restrictive and it actually has some negatives for them. Religion is simply organized or formatted spirituality. It's just putting it into a more structured context. And that's fine to get to that point and say, I don't like that. You also have to realize that if you want to connect more and really make the world a better place, almost everyone does want to make the world a better place, which is a curious thing, whether the person's religious or spiritual or whatever, you need to figure out ways to have an impact. And what that tends to mean is to connect with other people. We're here to connect with other people. So where I'm going with this is that you want to find different groups and not be hung up by names and terminologies, because people who are, quote, spiritual and not religious have become very disenfranchised and disempowered and disillusioned, and that's a negative. You need to have something to embrace, something to bring you forward to create a joyous, wonderful life, and that's partly what the AwakeningsInstitute.org, our other website, and our kind of larger mission is about, to help fill that void for people. What I'd say to someone who isn't religious and spiritual is just to be open, and what do you want? If you want to create a better world, if you want to live your life purpose, which is sort of part of the spiritual activations that we write about and use EFT for, then you want to be open to whatever is going to move you forward and have an open mind to it. Sort of the bottom line, to be comfortable with your thoughts and feelings, who you are. And then once you can kind of get yourself out of the way and observe yourself, and you can use yourself as a tool to connect to the larger universe and be one with the universe. And that's really what the spiritual journey is all about, kind of getting yourself out of the way, knowing yourself, accepting yourself, using yourself sort of as a vehicle to achieve what you want to achieve and to connect with the greater whole. Now, we talk about in our Getting Through to Your Soul book and the spiritual activations, and it's the way we mapped out the spiritual journey. So it's the lessons, the general lessons where each individual has as they go along the spiritual path. And earlier on, it's just a matter of trying to emerge from groupthink. Many people are just basically following what the government, what their family, what their culture has told them to do, and really very little outside of that. And that's where they are in their journey at this point. And at a certain point, they go to the next activation, which is empowering yourself, which is going to explore different individual paths. And to they've heard about EFT, and they say, wow, this is interesting. I want to see how this might empower me. You only go so far in that, and then you need to go within, really, to do the more deep inner work and the getting through techniques to get to the core, because you need to evolve spiritually, and you want to merge more with your soul's awareness, your higher awareness to the source. And that will help you get through that. And that's where EFT and the getting through techniques and spiritual kinesiology and soul centering are so important. And eventually that's going to lead you to the next activation of getting your own voice. And that's the very high level of awareness. I don't mean someone who's a really gifted speaker. The Wonder People are very articulate and very intelligent. I mean aligning your relationships with your soul, where you're no longer codependent. You're sovereign. You're no longer codependent in any of your relationships. You have your own voice. How do you have your own voice? Well, you need to do the clearings of all or most of the parts, the basic parts, inner child and other parts that are ailing. They need to be strong enough so you can act in unison to have your own voice. And it goes further than that, where you start to align more with the societal forces, which are very unconscious in your culture, some of which are imbalancing you, some of which are just fine, and so forth. But you become more conscious of all that. And that's just, in a nutshell, the spiritual journey. And where a person listening to this interview may be, wherever they are in the spiritual journey, the next step would be to, it may be to empower themselves, or really to go deeper within, study the getting through techniques, to have an individual consultation, to take a class, whatever it is, to really get to know themselves more. There's really nothing more valuable than that, ultimately, if they're at that point where their spiritual growth is becoming a priority. The basic tool we use, just in terms of a practice, as I mentioned, is the soul centering that we describe in our Getting Through to Your Soul book and CD and DVDs especially. And that's really kind of the heart of our work, and we combine that a lot with EFT, and it really magnifies the results of EFT tremendously. When you do that awareness of what your soul is, and actually let me read you a couple quotes from our Getting Through to Your Soul book. After people did soul centering, here's what they said, and it'll give the listener kind of a flavor of it. On page 81 of our Getting Through to Your Soul book, one person said, I'm quoting, "It's a stillness, stopping activity and busyness, a quiet, centered place, not for or against, neutral, without controlling." Another person says, "Being centered in my soul creates a serene and peaceful view of life. Everything is as it is meant to be." Another person said, "It is an absolute knowing that all is well. I'm at peace with myself and the world." Another person said, "I feel deep peace and tranquility. With that comes a heightened sense of knowingness, free of fear, negativity, and uncertainty. I'm a different person, the person I'm meant to be." with all the fragmented aspects blended into one. So becoming that different person, the person you're meant to be, if you sit with yourself in meditation and just become aware of your soul presence, it becomes your best friend, your partner, your co-creator. You become intimate with your soul, and you know what that is. And we practiced it regularly. We still do, Jane and my wife and I. So we know what that is, and we can recognize it in others and teach others through our classes and our home study courses and our books and stuff what that is. We give people a context to know where they're going, just a map of the territory instead of just little piecemeal things, which are useful too, but just to put it in a bigger context makes it a lot easier. And then you recognize it, and then when you study the spiritual activations, you'll kind of know where you are on the journey, either in a sense of empowerment or embracing yourself in more deep inner work or beginning to express yourself, your real inner voice more. So you'll kind of know where you are and the next steps and the lessons you're here to learn. So it is a journey. It's not a formula. And it is individual for each person, but there are markers, there are benchmarks along the way and lessons to learn that are observable.